the quaint coastal town of Sandpoint, five unlikely heroes find themselves at the locally renowned Rusty Dragon Inn, where they are about to be thrust into an adventure that will inevitably prove itself more vital than it immediately appears. From thwarting a local nuisance to uncovering a decades-old secret that could change the course of a nation forever, find out what adventures await us along the road of fate, on the path to destiny, along the way of the Rusty Dragon.
Everybody, welcome back to the pod called Quest. And unusually, I'm your sweet, sweet baby game master, Foz.
And I'm Stephanie.
Who's that girl? It's Shane.
I'm just Josh.
I'm Laura.
And I'm David.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Yeah, I have to ask right off the bat. Shane, you said, have you been watching New Girl?
No, I made that up.
Oh, really? Strangely similar to the theme music for the show New Girl.
Never heard of it.
Starring Zooey Deschanel and me.
Yep, literally you.
Nick does look a lot like Josh.
Yeah, I used to get that all the time. People would come into my work, you know, back when I worked at a public place where people could just walk in and they'd say, you know who you look like? And I would say, Nick Miller, right? And they'd go, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, because I get it every day.
So. Every day.
It's fine. I really enjoy me some Jake Johnson. And Jake Johnson voiced Spider-Man in Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah. So by proxy, I am also Spider-Man. My life is fulfilled. Go. I'm good.
Friendly neighborhood game master. Boom, full
That's
circle.
It. That's it. He's also my, like, if I ever was a Spider-Man, I'd be that Spider-Man. Lazy, kind of sad one.
You were him for Halloween. Exactly.
The one that loved pizza and coffee and donuts. That's me, dude.
Oh, man, that's great.
But anyways, Pathfinder.
Anyways, how you doing, Foz?
I'm doing all right, man. Doing all right.
Looking good? Healthy?
Thanks. I mean, I don't try, so.
You look like way less disgusting than normal.
Yeah, I mean, how'd you guys enjoy the last session?
So good. So fun. Edge of my seat.
It was scary.
Yeah, I just don't know what's happening, and I don't like it.
How the tables have turned.
Indeed.
You know, I've played characters many times in the past, and I'm fine with not knowing them, but when I'm recording a podcast and I don't get to know what's going to happen, I don't like it.
I don't like you.
I don't like it. I'm just kidding. I have enjoyed being a character like Bog, number one, who has no preconceived notions of things, who speaks his mind when he wants to, and just kind of like is his fun-loving self. I don't have to like think about, okay, this NPC, if they say these sets of things, they're going to think I mean this, and they're going to take it in a totally different direction. It's going to lead them down this rabbit hole that I can do, but I don't want to necessarily do because it's a lot of stuff I have to make up on the spot. This is just Bog is just Bog, which has been so nice. So any episode with me playing Bog is going to be nice, Foz. So don't kill him. Don't do it.
I love Bog. So like, I also second that. Don't kill him.
But yeah, I didn't know that the goblins were alive. I expected the pond monsters.
Are they alive? Like the,
yeah, are they? If not.
Oh, God.
Get out of here.
Is Bog about to have a crazy ass acid trip right now?
No, I just licked a toad.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, caught by surprise. Like, absolutely. And here we go. I hope we don't have to fight a whole fucking tribe.
All right, dude, give me that
Same.
XP.
I'm worried.
Yeah. I mean, Bog was just screaming at the top of his lungs for a second. And
screaming?
Well,
I don't think Bog's ever raised yelled. His voice.
You definitely did yell.
Oh, dear. Here we go. Look what you've done.
Anyone want to give a little recap?
We ended the episode before killing that weird shape-shifting imposter and ended up finding the real Walthus Broadstump, and he was attacked by the creature that we fought downstairs, and he gave us a cool cloak as a thank you for saving his life. And then he sent us off to the old fish trail, not to be confused with the new fish trail, the old fish trail to the southwest, which is a dangerous path, and then warned us about the Soggy River monster, letting us know about his weird knees that bend backwards and the fact that he drags people to his lair at night to devour them.
Lovely.
He also told us about his snakes, Boris, Salazar, and Severus.
Oh, that's
right.
Oh, my
God.
We run into what we think is the Soggy River Monster while going after the goblins down the old fish trail. And we tried talking to him. We tried interacting, but didn't really get any sort of response or reaction. So we just kept going. And then we got to the goblin camp and the gates had been broken down. But weirdly enough, they were like broken down
from the inside,
like, from the inside going out as though someone was like trying to escape. And there was also like a fence in the middle, like a pen. That there were like remains and bones and like all kinds of blood. So like something weird happened inside of this pen. We don't know exactly what. And like the bones were like burned and it looks like goblin bones.
And they shot, what did they shoot at us? Was it like a bomb of some sort?
Yeah, I don't remember. Was it like an arrow or like a sling, like rock from a sling or something like that? Like,
oh God, what
are
they?
So the last thing that happened was you heard a very specific sound, like a and after that, you hear a thunk, and a ball of light is flying in Bog's direction. And I need everybody to roll for initiative.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
All right. Voldrith, what'd you get?
12.
12 for Voldrith. Bog, how about you?
4.
That's not good. Opal.
8.
All righty then. Coda and Sarah.
Coda got a 14.
All right. And we'll just... Sarah will act on your turn. Indra, you're up.
I got a 6.
Yikes.
Yep.
Okay. We suck. Wow.
Well, the first thing that's going to happen is this attack roll is going to resolve itself against Bog. And that's not great. That's a 7. This ball of light just flies past your head, Bog. And you see this goblin up in the guard tower in front of you, cackling as it shoots this strange object towards you. You can only assume that this is probably a firework and the other goblins are going to go.
Oh my God. Stop. Do we need to...
Wait, they were hiding out. We didn't even get a perception check to see if we could hear them?
Nope. You yelled.
Way to go, Bog.
Dang. They're really good at their stealth rolls.
They're hiding inside of buildings.
Hey, man. Good roll, natural 20.
Hey, man.
You see as a goblin slides its way down from the building to everybody's right-hand side, makes its way down next to Opal. It's then going to...
No.
Move over towards... rest of the group. Can you take attacks of an opportunity when you're flat-footed? I don't think so.
You can if you have combat reflexes.
Got it. And goblin number one pulls out a dog slicer and makes a swing at Coda. That's a 19 to hit.
That definitely hits.
All right. It's going to be 2 points of damage. Slashing. Another goblin will make its way down.
Ah!
Next to Opal.
No.
And make an attack against Opal. That's 12 to hit.
Nope.
Swings the dog slicer and misses. And another goblin will slide down the ladder like a fire pole.
There's so many of them.
End up next to Opal and make attack against her again.
Oh, no.
13. Just remember, you are flat-footed, if that makes a difference.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry. I forgot how to play Pathfinder for a second. What was it?
13 to flat-footed.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. That's only 1 point of slashing damage as it brings its dog slicer down against you. All right. That's it for the goblin's turn. Next up, it is going to be Coda.
Okay. Coda will take a 5-foot step back. And
out through the gate.
Yeah, he will. As I move, can I remove a torch?
No.
Okay.
Specifically a weapon.
You could, but that'd be
you also. You also don't have a plus. I doubt you have a +1 to your BAB.
No, I don't.
I was about to make the argument that a torch can't be a weapon, but no.
It can, but
not without a bab.
Okay, in that the 5 foot step, he will just touch his chest and look at Sarah and cast a shield on her.
Let's talk about that share spell thing. Do you have to be within reach? I think you have
pretty
to
sure
touch
you
her.
Have to touch yeah.
them. No, I send it. It goes yeah, I think right
you
through touch, me.
I yeah, think you I could do it on yourself, can't you?
I don't think yeah. you can do it. I think you can. Okay, so because it is a self spell and you are a summoner, you're allowed to do it. You're able to make it work on your Eidolon, but it yeah. doesn't make it, doesn't give it a range.
You can only cast shield on yourself. Yeah, you can only cast it on yourself normally, but it's still a touch spell.
Yeah, okay, right here. So share spells. The summoner can cast a spell with a target of you on his Eidolon, in parentheses it says, as a spell with a range of touch.
Mm.
So whenever it's a spell that is like the target of you, like shield, it's a personal spell, essentially, you can cast on your Eidolon, but it counts as a touch spell. So you have to be able to be next to them to touch them.
No worries. Coda will take a 5 foot step back and he will mutter an incantation and cast Daze on the goblin that hit him.
Okay. What do I need to do, David?
I should know this. I was playing Kingmaker not that long ago.
I assume it's a will save?
It's a will save. It's a will save.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20.
Oh, bastard.
Womp.
What well, the fuck?
Whiffs.
Stupid little goblin.
So, next, since that sucked, I'll have Sarah step up.
Yes, Sarah, protect us. Please protect us, Sarah.
Sarah will step into my space and retaliate. So I rolled a 16, and she gets a plus 3, so 19 to hit for the gob.
That's definitely a hit. Are you attacking goblin Oot. Number 1?
The one that hit me.
Goblin number 1, go for it.
Something I don't like, I'm looking at the numbers you have attached to the goblins now. I can only see 4, but one of them definitely has the number 5 next to it. So there's oh, definitely no. one that's not being seen right now.
No. Shit.
And this will just be the bite attack.
I mean, you took a 5 foot step. You could full attack.
You could
attack.
Take a full attack okay. action.
Which okay. you should do.
Ooh, full okay. attack.
Then I will do that.
Let's resolve that bite first.
Okay, cool.
Protect us,
yeah,
because
if you kill this first one, which you probably will because it's a goblin, you can attack the next one.
So that was 2, so plus 2, so 4. To
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage to Ooh. Goblin number 1.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's still up.
All Damn. Right, so the first claw.
Get him, Sarah, get him. Sick him.
It's a natural 19, so I'm assuming
nice. That hits,
right?
Definitely hits.
Ooh.
And D4 plus 2. Another 4 points of damage.
Ooh. Sarah rakes a meaty claw against goblin number 1, and goblin number 1 falls.
Love it, Sarah. Dead. Love the energy.
5 or 6 hit points there, guys. So why don't you roll max damage on the next one, David, and we'll get rid of the other one.
Let's do it. Let's turning to the next.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, goblin number 2, you say?
Yes, my baby. Let's come on, baby.
Oh, goblin number 2, you say?
It's crazy to me that Eidolons can have 3 attacks at level 1.
I know.
It's pretty
Eidolons
crazy.
Eidolons are ridic.
It makes it that summoner so powerful. No wonder they unchained it or rechained
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously.
Rechained it.
That's another 4 points of damage.
Damn.
4 Almost. Points of damage.
Wait, did you roll the hit?
Oh, shit. No, shit.
No, yeah, you didn't. Wait,
no, I didn't.
The
no,
third, right. I don't think there's no, a third attack roll.
That was a natural 20, so if, there we go.
Oh,
well. Yeah. Hey, yes, yes,
oh, wait,
Sarah's
is that,
our hero.
Crit,
yeah, it's a crit dude. Of yes. course it is.
Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go. Sorry, guys.
Roll the, roll the confirm yes. that shit, dude.
Again, David's first time playing Pathfinder, everybody.
Yeah.
Stop. I didn't even know that I was flat-footed or what that yeah. even meant, so it's fine.
That's a 13.
We all forgot how to play that
one. To confirm.
A 13 to confirm does not confirm.
Oh, darn it.
Unfortunately. Is. But it will be a definite hit, but you said 4 points of damage, and we'll yes. just roll that over. Okay. Mm-hmm.
God damn it, Sarah.
Sarah.
No, I'm kidding. She did great.
You were so close.
But god damn it.
It's all good. Just edging.
Good girl, Sarah. You get a treat.
All right. Beautiful. Anything else, Coda and Sarah?
That's it. Thank you for Beautiful. Giving me the time.
Of course. Voldrith, it's your turn with a 12 initiative.
All right. Here's the thing. I switched my weapons a bunch for flavor last session. So I don't know what weapon I actually have out because I was going back and forth between the bow and the glaive. If you don't remember, do you want to just roll for it?
Do you have, you don't have a plus one base attack?
I do.
Okay.
You had to drop one though.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, whatever.
I think
you had the bow out, dude. Because you were like, you see like Shalilu in like the way he's been trained and
totally.
Stuff. I think you had the bow out.
And then I never used it. And then I was like, oh, you know what? He goes back to the glaive. But like, I never used that either.
Yeah. Okay. Let's roll a D100.
All right. I'll roll it in the roll 20.
51 or higher, you have the glaive. 50 or below, you have the bow.
71, baby.
Got that glaive.
Ooh, all right. Get that glaive. Voldrith takes a 5-foot step diagonally. He sees the two goblins attacking this beautiful creature, Opal.
Oh, thanks.
And he cannot allow them to destroy the potential for beauty.
Wow, he must protect. So sweet.
Maximum beauty potential.
Must protect hot vampire girl.
20.
It's one of the tenets of Shaylin.
20 is a hit.
Woo! Protect all hot vampire people.
That's a hit. So he's going to do 15 points of damage.
Wait, how is that possible?
We talked about this last time.
Yeah, but you didn't smite them.
That's true.
I did not. I rolled
all the max damage. What are you rolling?
A D10.
Rolling a D10 plus what, dog?
6. It's strength and a half.
Yep. You have an 18 strength?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus Paladin. Christ. We're level Damn. 1, though.
Voldrith is going to come in handy. You lop this goblin's head off, and its body falls to the ground.
Hell yeah.
Dead.
Love
he's,
it.
He's so dead.
Love that for us.
All right. That's his turn.
Woot.
All right. Excellente.
Maybe he makes eye contact with Opal and like he kind of has a worried look in his face and he just kind of like nods at her.
She nods back at you, thankfully.
And it is your turn, Opal. You can return the favor.
Oh, good. Oh, ooh. Well, I will.
Always reciprocate.
Always. Wink. Okay. I have a question.
I have an answer.
I feel like I really did forget how to play Pathfinder. How does this work? Do I need to take a 5-foot step not to provoke an attack of opportunity over here, or can I just go?
No, you can do that, yes, and that would not provoke. You would provoke otherwise. Okay.
So I would provoke if I move normally.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, so I'm going to take a 5-foot step over here then.
Over to the right?
Over to the right. And as she is taking a 5-foot step, she's going to look at this creature and put it under her hypnotic stare.
Mm. Okay.
Now, its will save is lowered.
And that just happens, right?
It just happens.
You just do it.
I just do it. That's, oh, that's it. Sick. It's done.
That. Mesmerists. That's so
and
dope.
And it's a swift action, if you would believe it. So now, as my standard, Opal's going to look over at Coda, seeing that he tried to put a daze spell on that other creature at first. And she says, good idea, but let's make it easier. And then she casts daze on this creature now that its will save is lowered.
Well, its will save was already not good. So, oh my God.
Laura, is it a -2?
It's a -2.
Hell yeah.
That's a 0.
Boom. This creature is now dazed.
Ultra dazed.
Nice.
Clouds the mind of a humanoid creature, so it can take no actions. Dazed ability is not stunned, so attackers get no special advantage against it. After a creature has been dazed by the spell, it is immune to the effects of the spell after 1
It
hit.
Has to have 4 or fewer hit dice as well.
Well,
I would assume so.
Sure
it's
does have that. Less than 4. Cool. All right. Cool. He's stuck.
No actions for that dude for stunned. A minute.
For a minute?
1 round.
Oh, I thought it said for a minute.
No, it says duration 1 round.
Oh.
It's
immune
Man,
to these effects from
everybody,
now.
Everybody really forgetting how to play Pathfinder here, huh?
For 1 round. I'm sorry. For a round. He can't do anything.
We don't play for 2 weeks and all mechanical like information just drops away.
I don't know, guys. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We're just giving you a hard time. You're good.
Alrighty.
That's it for me.
Beautiful. Indra, you are up.
Okay, so Indra is going to kind of go around Opal. I'm just going to keep it super simple and just swing my short sword, but I'm going to use some inspiration so I can add a D6 to it.
Oh, shit. You're going to spend 2 uses of inspiration?
I don't have enough hit points to flirt with danger today, so 22.
Yeah, I mean, 22 definitely hits.
Sweet.
Steph, As someone who's played a good amount of investigator, number one thing is you have to choose this after you roll and before the roll is revealed. It's also better for you that way. You do not choose to use inspiration before you roll. Okay. You do it after the check is rolled, but before Foz tells you whether it succeeds or not.
That is good to know, because I wouldn't have used it. Yeah, I wouldn't have used it if I'd known that. I thought I had to. Usually when you get like the, you have to do it before you roll. Whenever, like, at least that's how we do like hero dice and stuff. So
right.
So I thought,
yeah, it's in different. The thing. It happens. Yeah. It says this choice is made after the check is rolled and before the results are revealed. So
excellent. Well, I'm just going to take the hit there because I already chose to use it and I added it in, but that is good to know for next time because I would not have used it. I still would have gotten I would have gotten an 18. I might have
done it. They're goblins, you would have hit for sure.
Mm. We're level one.
Okay, well, anyways, so I rolled for damage and I did max damage, so it's 8 points.
8 points? So you just walk up and you pinpoint a specific spot in this goblin, like a crack in the leather armor, and you just stab it with your short sword in between that vital spot, and the goblin and falls dead.
Nice.
She turns around to Coden. Are you guys okay?
We're fine. Thank you.
Yes.
And that's it.
All right. Bottom of the round. The big B-O-G.
I rolled so bad, guys. I'm just going to go ahead and move up to this boyo. I think it's exactly my full movement.
Yep.
I'm just going to stand over this goblin. He's going to look down at him. He's just going to be like, how are you doing today? And then he's just going to punch him in the face.
You can see he's like, he's holding a little candle as he's like putting it up to the wick of this long tube. And you take a punch.
That's an 18 to hit.
Oh. That's a hit.
Woohoo.
And that is 9 points of damage. Bludgeoning.
You punch him off of this tower and he falls off of the tower to the ground and he's dead.
Yay! Yeah.
You guys are mopping up. I think I might have to put the advanced template on everything from now on.
No, you don't have to do that.
Bring it on. It ain't that big of a boost. It's a couple extra really hit points hard. And like a plus one to hit and shit.
It was so hard.
Get that AC.
It's the AC that's hard. Yeah, plus four to AC. Dude, that freaking, the stalker or whatever it was, freaking almost one shot me. Did 9 points of damage, so.
That's true.
Wait, where's the other goblin?
Hey, you guys aren't out of combat yet.
It seemed like we were out of combat. I was like, what's going on?
Oh, there's another goblin.
All right. Several more.
Bog like leans over the railing and just like, everybody okay?
So far, so good, Bog. Thank you.
All right, for now.
Yeah, Coda will just do a peace sign at you.
Coming from inside of this building, near where Bog is. It's attached to the same rampart, the same walkway that the guard tower is. A bunch of goblins are going to come flying out of that building.
Oh, fuck.
Everybody look out. Demo.
And they're going to...
Oh, come on, dog.
They're going to come right up to Bog.
Oh, no.
That's going to be a 15 to hit with the dog slicer against Bog.
Miss.
That's a miss. And we got the blue guy moving into the room. That will provoke...
That'll provoke? Okay, I'll take an attack of opportunity. Why not? Ooh, natural 17. 23 to hit.
That's definitely a hit.
And damage is going to be 6 points of damage.
And the goblin runs in the room. You just punch him as he's running by, and he just falls to the ground.
Hell yeah.
And this other goblin is going to come out, and with a short bow, he's going to make a shot at Voldrith. Natural 19, not a critical threat, but that is a 23.
How far away is this goblin from me?
He is about 15 feet.
Damn it. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, that hits.
It's going to be 1 point of damage as an arrow strikes you in your leg.
All right, guys. I'm looking bad.
Again?
You see this sweet boy, this goblin, shoot a firework at Voldrith.
Oh, no.
That is 15 to hit.
Hits.
Okay, so you see this ball of light come from the other guard tower to the west, and it hits you right in the neck. You take 1 point of non-lethal damage. You also take 1 point of fire damage.
Ooh.
And that's all, as it burns into your neck.
Good lord.
All right, those are the goblins' turns. Coda, you're up.
Okay. Coda will do a 5-foot step back inside the fence now that he feels safe. And he'll just remove his crossbow, his light crossbow, and just like ready it, look it over. And... he will look to Sarah, and they'll agree on a certain command, and we'll just have her move as close as she can.
Look at this little formation we've got here.
I know. It's like
Team
we know what we're
Indra,
doing.
Opal, and Coda. Yeah.
It's perfect because Opal's right in the front where she should be as the tank.
Oh, yes. As the squish, I am in the front.
We'll go to about there, and she will just have her sights set on the goblin that shot Voldrith with the flaming arrow.
You climbed up this ladder, correct? The one to your right?
Yes.
Once you get inside of that building, first of all, I don't know how Sarah climbs anything, but I guess it makes sense if she has claws, she can kind of pull herself up. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a crazy phenomenon to think about. She enters this building, and as she enters it, she sees like different beds and stuff in the room, but this is an enclosed building. Like this is a hut of some sort. Okay. So you're not able to see out of it once she enters mm-hmm. it, but you know you're heading in the right direction towards the flaming goblin.
Okay, awesome. And that'll be it.
Okay. Voldrith, your turn.
Oh, baby. Voldrith turns around and sees the goblin looking down on him from about 10 feet away. And with a quick swipe, he swings his glaive up.
Do it.
Get him.
Get him.
I don't think so. 14.
14 is a miss. The goblin okay. ducks just out of reach of the glaive as it swings over its head.
Okay. With that, Bog, you're fighting two up there, right?
Well, no, one. I'm fighting one up there currently. I mean, there's the guy that you just attacked. Okay. I killed one right off the bat. He came in, I attack of opportunity, and I punched him right in the, kicked him right in the dome.
All right. Anyway, I missed. So with that miss, he's going to look at Bog and say, Bog, can you handle those two up there?
Mm-mm-mm. Nods his head.
Very good. And he turns to face the firework throwing goblin, and he'll move to be 10 feet away from him.
All right.
That's his turn.
Beautiful. Opal, it is now your turn.
Okay, so Opal's going to take a... Well, actually, is this goblin 20 feet away from me or 30 feet away from me? Because he's up high. Does that make him an extra 10 feet?
Nope.
No, okay.
We don't do Pythagoras on the show. We take the longest distance.
That's how we've always done it. Okay. Then I am going to take a 5-foot step back, and I'm going to stare at this duder right here. He's now under my hypnotic stare.
Yeah. Mm.
And I am going to cast Doom on him.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Will saving throw. He now has -2 to his will save.
Okay. That is a 12.
That does not succeed.
Natural 15 for a 12.
Love that.
Wait, they start with -1 to will saves?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. This creature is now shaken for a minute.
Wait, Doom shaken? I thought it was a -2. Oh, shaken is -2, right? To everything, essentially.
It's a -2 from hypnotic stare, shaken from Doom.
Right, which is a -2 to attack roll, saving throws, skill, and ability checks.
Right, yeah. All right, sounds good.
Yay!
Hell yeah.
And that is it, I think. Yeah.
Awesome. Great job, Opal.
Thanks.
Indra, go girl.
I am going to take one of my extracts and pull that out throw them back.
Slurp it down.
I am going to take an extract of Expeditious Retreat to give me a +30 feet to movement for a minute per level.
Nice.
It's technically a spell. It's called Expeditious Retreat. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I read it wrong. Expeditious Retreat.
The two words mean almost the same thing, so.
Expeditious Retreat.
Sweet. That a standard, right? Just to take the extract is the standard. You could still move, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I wasn't sure if like a potion, like to take it out and then to...
That would make alchemists or like people with alchemy so bad.
Okay, I was thinking that. I'm actually not going to move, only because I don't think it'd be a good idea to get as close as possible to the goblin with fireworks and let him, you know, take his turn before I'm able to.
Also, you know that the building that titled H5 is an actual building. If you were to go inside of there, you would be concealed from... you know, any type of ranged attack.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, that's what I said with Sarah when she went in there, but...
Okay, no, Indra's gonna stay where she's at, right next to Opal and Kota, down on that ground floor. I'm just gonna... No, I can't do that. All right, then that's it.
All right, after Indra, it is the Bog's turn.
The Bog.
Oh, cool. Now, this is the debate. Do I because I'm next to this goblin, take a full round attack and do a flurry of blows and hit him twice and guarantee that I make sure this dude is gone? Or do I attack this guy once, try to roll pretty decent, and then move into the other guy and make him next to me for his next attacks? That's the strategy. What do I go with? I don't know if I can actually kill this guy in one hit.
Bog the
killer. I do a D6 plus 4 for my damage, so it's pretty likely in one hit. Do I take the chance? Take that chance, y'all.
Do you want to phone a friend?
Take a chance.
I'm just curious. Anybody think, strategically, I think it's better to try to get closer to the second guy, not take a flurry of blows. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make one attack on this dude next to me and take the chance. Single attack. That is a 17 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay, so here's the damage. Plus 4. She needs a decent one. Okay. 6 points of damage. 2 on the die.
Red Goblin falls dead to the ground.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh my God. I uppercut that motherfucker.
Nice.
Send him screaming.
Oh my God.
You have so many grit points right now.
There's so many grit points, dude, for my level of gunslinger I took. Everyone's like, what? Yeah, the unarmed gunslinger. And I'm going to move into next to this dude. Take a move action. And
next to green?
Next to the green goblin.
Oh.
Norman. The one that originally was firing he was firing fireworks, right?
No, he has the short bow out currently.
Oh, short bow. Okay, cool.
He's currently shaken.
He is shaken by Opal's stare.
Oh, the shaken dude, right?
Ooh, good old William Defoe.
I'm just like, man, you want to put that thing down before somebody punch your head off.
All right, it is the goblin's turns. Goblin number green is going to take a 5-foot step away from Bog. And I guess technically he's going to take a shot at Bog, but that would provoke from Voldrith if he wants to take a glaive slash.
I think I took one already.
Oh, no reflexes. Okay.
Wait, did you?
Oh, this is the top of a new round, Voldrith, so feel free if you'd like to.
Doesn't even matter either way.
Are you sure? Because was it after my last turn or before?
I'm at the bottom of the round, remember?
This is the top of a new round.
I just went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take that attack. Yeah, I miss.
All right. One short bow shot with a -2. That's a 14 against Bog.
That's a miss, dude.
The arrow flies over Bog's head and sticks into the guard post behind him. And this goblin looks very frightened. Goblin number 4, the one holding the firework, is going to start to move away from Voldrith. So if you don't have combat reflexes, Voldrith?
No.
Okay. So he'll start to move away and he's going to move down this path.
Where are he going?
Away from everybody in a fit of fear. Does anyone speak goblin?
I do not.
Mm-mm.
That's a good question. I do.
No, I do not.
I speak gnomes.
Indra, just because they're short doesn't mean they speak the same language.
Well, they also both start with the letter G.
All right. Duly noted. Let's put that in the shared notes document. Indra racist.
Oh, wow. Stop.
Okay. So you guys see this goblin tear off away from all of you down the elevated plank, running in the southern direction.
I have a feeling we need to stop that goblin.
Yeah, probably.
No shit.
He's got fireworks. I don't trust him.
You then see a couple more goblins come running out of this building.
Dude.
Ah, jeez.
You see some more gobs running out.
This is 8 so far.
Hell yeah. Some keep them coming, baby.
Ah, there's so many.
8 goblins is a CR4 encounter, bro. What are you doing, Paizo? Trying to murder us? That's an epic level encounter. It's like a boss fight.
We started off with a CR4, didn't we? With the thing?
Nah. And we don't even know this is all of them.
You guys are tripping.
Fine.
All right. These goblins come running out, and one of them is going to take a shot at Voldrith with the short bow. The
one okay.
On his,
now you're just being mean.
On his right.
Damn, these guys are fucking fast.
That's going to be 20 to hit.
Yeah.
2 points of damage.
Okay.
And that's going to be it. The rest of them are holding dog slicers. All right. Next in the order is going to be Coda.
So Coda will follow after Sarah, not feeling comfortable to necessarily see her completely out of sight. After seeing all of this, he's kind of wondering if he's going to feel her like life force draining, because she might have ran into an entire pack of little gobos. He'll just whisper something to Sarah to let her know that, you know, he's got her back, and that'll be it for his turn. And Sarah will continue to chase after the goblin that she thinks is still there, and she will charge headlong.
Yeah, you can get there to attack.
She'll walk into the room and smell the disgusting creatures and attack the first one she sees.
So Sarah moves out of this building, out of this house, across a walkway over to the guard tower, and runs into the guard tower and makes an attack on this goblin.
For the bite, natural 20.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right. I know this dice is unusually bearing high. That will not hit because I rolled a 5, and there's no way that's going to work. So just the D6.
Damn.
So 6 points of damage.
And Sarah takes a bite out of the neck of this goblin and falls to the ground. Dead. All right. Beautiful.
Cool.
Anything else?
No, that'll be all for their turn. Thank you.
Okay, Voldrith, nice. You are having a turn now.
Thank you for putting it that way. Which one is the one with the bow? This one, the green one?
No, actually...
He's back here.
Well, yes. The
one with the green one does have a bow, yeah.
He has a bow, and then the one that Sarah just killed had a bow as well.
Okay, I'm going to take a swipe at the green boy with the bow. Okay.
Green boy.
Can we nickname this green goblin, I don't know, Norman, Harry, either one will work.
I don't understand the reference, and he's probably not going to be alive that long, so I miss.
What is it?
It's less than a 10.
Wow.
Okay. Can I take a 5-foot step or just move underneath this bridge?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm here, but I'm underneath.
Got it.
So they can't see me.
Oh, dope. That's smart.
You go underneath the deck.
Voldrith moves underneath the raised platform of this goblin hideout.
Nice.
All right. Opal, you're up.
Okay. Well,
I have a question.
Okay, go for it.
For your swift action, I think it's hypnotic stare. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Is that minutes per level, or do you have to just maintain your gaze?
Got it. Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Indeed. So I will maintain my gaze on this one for now, since it's the closest one to Bog.
On the green boy?
Yes. And I am going
Harry
to...
Harry Norman.
Yes, exactly. And I am going to cast Daze.
Okay.
Will saving throw. And his will save is -2.
That's correct. That's a 4.
Nope.
Can take no actions.
No actions for this dude.
Hell love yeah. That. All right. Opal, anything else?
That will do it for now.
Okay. Bog, your turn. I'm sorry. That's not right. Indra, your turn.
Damn.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and using the boost that I'm getting from Expeditious Retreat, I get an extra 30 feet of my movement. So I'm going to go ahead and climb on up and get over to where these goblins are all lined up that have just come out of the building.
Following the path of Coda and Sarah.
Path
of Coda and Sarah. Yeah,
yep. Running around the building.
And I'm going to attack. I'm going to land right in front of this goblin and I'm going to go ahead and attack him.
Do that.
Do it. Do it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Uh-oh.
No. I smell a one.
No.
You smelled correctly.
No. Let me get the fumble deck.
That's the first time I've ever heard you smelled correctly ever in my life.
Oh my god.
Okay, this is a melee attack, right, Steph?
Yeah.
Okay. Vibration. If you're using a bludgeoning weapon, you take 1d3 points of strength damage and drop your weapon.
Oh. Well, that doesn't apply.
Yay!
Congratulations. Nice.
That sounds like crazy severe. Also, I've never thought about using Expeditious Retreat to like actually run into a combat. This is kind of wild.
I like
wild.
That a lot.
I'm retreating from safety, you know?
Yeah, you know. As you do.
That's as dope. One does. So wait, so this doesn't apply to me at all? I just want to make sure.
The fumble does not, yeah.
Okay, so it just doesn't hit.
All right, anything else? I think that's all, right?
That's all I can do.
Okay, now it is Bog's turn.
Okay, I have to remember, Voldrith is below the area here, right?
Correct.
So like, I can move into that square technically?
I gave him a little ninja hat, so yes.
Okay, I'm gonna make this a little bit of a nightmare for you, Foz, I'm sorry. But I'm gonna attempt to roll an acrobatics check to move through this little bastard's, Harry Norman, the Green Goblin, move through his square and get between all these guys to act as like, I'm trying to get them to hit me. of all people, because I can likely fend this off better than other people. So I want to get in the midst of them.
The tank.
I'm going to go ahead and roll an acrobatics.
Go for
it. I believe to move through the threatened square, it's their CMD plus 5.
Correct.
That is correct.
It's the DC. I do not expect they have a very big CMD, but we'll have to see.
Also, is this the one that's dazed?
Yes. It is dazed. I'm just going to say you can freely move through.
I mean, it's fine. I rolled an 8 on the die, which is a 14. I would assume they don't have a big that big of a CMD,
well,
right?
Well, they do, but... Oh.
Uh-oh. So are we going to let me do this or what? Do I fail or what?
Let's freeze the dazed spell.
Because they can take no actions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can take no actions. I assume that you are fine moving through Harry Green Boys Square.
Okay, I move through and we'll say because I didn't roll that good of a CMB, I full on like, I just bump him. I just bump right into him. Tail swipes him. Doesn't do any damage or anything, but I totally wouldn't have made it through if it wasn't for that. And I will move over on top of Voldreth. This is so confusing. Can I make my guy on top?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice, Laura.
Yeah, thank you for that, Laura.
Nice. Anyways, that's the one movement. I am then going to basically move through this guy's square and then whip around with my tail, flavor-wise, and smack this guy for one single unarmed strike, the green dude.
Okay, go for it.
That is only a 12.
A 12 misses.
A 12.
Oh, wait. Oh, green
Damn.
Dude.
Yeah, green dude.
It doesn't suffer AC penalties, so yeah, that's a miss.
Fuck!
All right.
It's because Voldra's below me. That's why. I'm blaming Shane.
I probably Shane's deserve fault. It.
Yeah, let's go with that. That makes sense.
That was really easy.
All righty.
It's cool. Right. On the focus of the attacks now, hopefully.
Okay, so it is the goblin's turn. The goblin that was running away, goblin number 4, he's going to continue running and disappear out of view.
I can still see his little foot there. Oh, no, it's gone.
He's gone now. Shh. And then... green goblin is no longer... Oh, this is the turn where he is...
Yeah, it would go probably until her turn.
Correct. Okay. This goblin next to the southern part of Bog is going to move away, so you can make an attack of opportunity if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. After that last miss. natural 20.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I'll totally confirm.
I'll wait to move him.
That's a 24 to confirm.
Oh, that's a confirmed crit.
Yeah. There's not really any reason, but I want to roll the crit deck just because I can, and I never get to do this for me. That's really weird. It's for me.
What if it's like fist cleave?
Is this our
you
first
just like
crit
fist
episode?
Everyone around you.
Fist cleave sounds really sexy, dude. Bludgeoning. Crushed trachea, normal damage, and target cannot breathe or speak. DC 20 heal check ends the condition. Only normal damage, but they can't breathe, so they start to suffocate. I think it's a number of rounds based off of their constitution score. It's fine. Let's see here. That's a 4 on the D6. That's 8 points of damage.
As this goblin turns to run away, you punch him straight in the neck and just snaps his neck and falls to the ground.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Oh, punch in the neck.
Which one was that?
That is, yes.
Oh, that
this
one.
This boy.
Was that our first crit of this campaign?
That's the first confirmed crit, I think, right?
Is it?
I think so.
Confirmed
from
crit?
Us, wow. I think.
Yeah. I think it was. And it was normal damage. How boring.
Lame.
But you so crushed cool, a throat with your fist.
Pretty cool.
And then I said sorry afterwards.
Yeah. And you apologized.
Sorry.
Wow.
Very polite.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. You don't get to say sorry after you murder something with your hands.
I don't know. I think you do. You just did.
All right.
So the goblin next to Indra is going to try and move back inside of the building that he's next to, the one he came from. Indra, you can make an attack of opportunity if you'd like as he moves away.
I would like. I would like.
I like that.
Ooh, not a crit, but close. 18. Oh, sorry. The 21.
Definitely a hit.
That's 7. 7 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
7 is enough to slash this goblin as he attempts to move away from you, and he falls into the doorway dead on the ground.
Nice.
Damn.
Ooh, wow.
All right. I had more hope for the amount of goblins to do something.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, you were crying about it being CR 2024.
Whoa. I was simply making the case that CR4 is a lot to throw at a set of first level characters, and I didn't blame you. I blamed the people at Paizo.
There's one more goblin that's going to try and move away. He's going to move away from Bog. The one to Bog's right-hand side. Go ahead and...
I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
No.
I already did once.
Okay, good.
I just don't have a combat reflex. I will not be taking it either. Do not expect it, people.
This goblin is going to move away the double move. All right. All the goblins that are competent are now essentially out of view. And we're going to go ahead and pull out of combat rounds. And standing next to Bog is this dazed and dazzled and confused green hairy Styles goblin.
I grab him by the shirt.
Oh, wow.
I want to do a grapple.
He's cast as Harry Styles?
Yeah, it's not a shirt.
Please
blast.
Say yes.
Whoa, okay. I'm going to grab him in a whole different way if he's cast as Harry Styles. Hello, you beautiful person.
Oh, wow.
Can I kiss him on the
it's
lips?
It's a beautiful goblin.
You mighty handsome.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, this goblin, I'm going to grab him.
Okay, roll CMB.
I think he would he has a short bow in his hand, so he wouldn't provoke, because I don't have improved grapple.
Yeah.
So he has a short bow, so
he can't take it.
He wouldn't be dazed by the time it got to me. But yeah, I'll gladly do that. Not a huge modifier, but that is a 19 total.
Yeah, that's successful. So you pick him up by the scruff of his tunic.
Scruff.
I grab him, I just look over to everybody. I'm like holding him up above kind of my head, just like by like his tunic, just like,
hey, I got one.
I take my other hand and put it over his mouth.
That's better. Another one. It ran down that way. We should probably go look at it. Everybody okay?
I'm okay. Are you guys okay?
I'm fine.
The bull just like pulls an arrow out of his leg.
Never better.
Kind of takes some time and steps out from the house and walks into the foyer near like the death pit and just sort of nods. Speaking to Sarah, like he's got his fingers to his head, like he's got a Bluetooth. And he's speaking to Sarah about
he's like a fucking Wall Street businessman.
Oh yeah, it's super obnoxious looking. And yeah, him and Sarah, he's just like, hey, you know, calm down, let's see this. Try not to, you know, devour any of the goblins that can speak, is what he says through his brain.
Bog like holds this little goblin up to his face while he's still covering his mouth. He's like,
okay, little guy, I'm gonna let you talk. But you gotta tell me how many more you are there.
He flicks his nose as hard as he can.
How many more you are there? Huh?
That's a fucking sudden.
He flicks him in the nose again.
Don't make me keep doing this. How many you are there?
You motherfuckers. He
flicks him in the nose again.
Bog, I don't know if he speaks common.
You better keep flicking him to make sure.
Yeah, you're right.
He flicks him again in the nose.
Why you tell me? You tell me how many there are.
He gives him a nasty wet willy.
You tell me how many of them are.
This is sad.
Oh, no, I can't feel bad.
Indra is going to take a peek inside of the building that they were coming out of, that she's standing right next to.
Careful.
Okay.
She's going to take a quick look-see. Maybe stealth it to be careful. Can I do that?
Sure. Roll stealth.
I only got an 11.
All right. Indra, with your stealth check, you enter this room. As you enter the room, you see that there are five beds inside of this room, all on the ground, and it smells horrible in here.
Oh, dear.
There's not a lot of ornamentation on the walls or anything like that. It seems pretty plain, but you can tell right away that this is a living space and the room is empty. There are no creatures or people in this room.
This room is clear. I think it's empty. What about the one that ran off? Should we follow him?
Holding this goblin.
Hey, all right, little friend, look, I don't want to hurt you if I don't have to. But I will if I got to. So, I don't know what you're saying, but why don't you go ahead and tell me how many more you there are so we know what we're up against. Anybody speak goblin?
No.
Not me, sorry.
Can't say I do.
Does Sarah speak goblin?
She doesn't.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely certain. Perhaps we should let the little bastard down and see where he goes.
No, I ain't putting him down. In fact, actually, hold on a sec.
And he reaches into like his pack that's on his back and he pulls out like a rag and he just shoves it into the goblin's mouth and he's just like,
yeah, Lazy won't be able to call out for help.
Mm-hmm. And he just starts walking down the causeway towards where the other goblin went. Slowly, not like running, just walking. He's holding the goblin out in front of him.
Is it over here? Where your little friend's at, huh?
Yeah, Coda will follow.
Yeah, Voldris actually just had a realization. He realized that he hates you guys and other things matter more than you.
He's going to run away.
Yeah, and he runs away, so I'm going to bring in a backup character. I just need like 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. Bog drops the goblin, and he runs after Voldreth and starts doing flurry of blows on him just constantly. He's nonstop until he's dead.
He's already dead.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, first roll, 16 to
he's
hit.
He's dead already.
Second one on there. Oh, that's a cock die. Even more, 20 to hit.
Yeah.
Opal will follow.
So we're just going down the hallway?
Bog is like holding this goblin out in front of him. You guys hear him say like, "Hey, all you little goblins, we don't want no trouble. Just want to talk to y'all."
We don't know how to communicate with them, Bog, remember?
And just because one of them don't speak common don't mean other one don't.
You have a lot of experience in goblins? Or with goblins, I should say.
I mean, not really.
Okay, well, lead the way.
Turns the goblin around looking at him.
Where your little friends at? Oh, that makes sense.
And he pulls the gag out. Okay, he puts it back in.
The goblin puts two hands together in like a praying motion towards you. And
now, I might have listened to your pleading if you wouldn't have tried to shoot me and my friends. It's a little late for that, you little guy.
So Andrew's going to move past Bog, kind of squeezing in front of him. And I think maybe we just knock.
As you approach, you turn this corner on the scaffolding and you have a door to your right. It looks like some sort of hut. And there is also a door to your left.
She is going to knock on the door to like the hut. I think that's the door on her right.
Okay. You knock.
Sorry, is anyone in there? She's just gonna kind of like peek the door open.
Yeah, we know there's goblins in there.
You crack open the door and you get a waft of terrible smell. And as you open the door, you look inside. It looks similar to the building to the hut that you previously entered into. Mm-hmm. You see about 5 mats on the ground, like 5 different beds, different types of like little dressers and stuff that they've created. This looks like a living space, but there's nothing in here.
It's empty over this way.
Bog is just going to reach out and he's going to open the door opposite the one Andrew just opened.
Hey, you goblins in there, you better come out.
You open the door and it leads to the ground. There's not even a ladder there. It just opens up to an area that falls down to the ground 5 feet below.
That seems unsafe.
I just look in and I hold the goblin up over it. See what he does. Pull the gag out.
What's down in there?
Put the gag back in. Fuck it. It's just solid ground.
5 feet below.
Bog's going to hop down to the ground.
Okay. You hop down to the ground. You're underneath the entirety of this raised village.
Can I look like underneath the raised village? Just like do a quick scan in a 360?
Yeah, go for it. Roll perception.
That is, 25 total.
Nice.
With the 25, you can see that there are multiple like ladders that you can tell that go up to the second part of this area that lead up to the raised platforms. There are multiple of these in the area. Besides that, you can see, you know, it's all basically really muddy down below here. It's very muddy down below here, and like different reeds and different plant life are sprouting up from below, but nothing of interest besides the posts and things that are holding up this entire village, as far as you can see. But like you can see ladders in the distance that you didn't previously see before, like ping them on the map for you.
Bog, I have an idea.
Bog just like peeks his head back up through the door, like from 5 feet down.
Yeah, what you got?
What if we just let him go? It's not like he could understand us or anything. Most likely just run away and we'd see where he run to.
It's not a bad idea.
Bog like takes a moment. You see like the gears turning in his head.
I mean, we could. I feel like he's gonna let his friends know where we at though.
No, I think we understand each other. And he walks up to the goblin and he says, "You're not going to tell your friends, are you?" See?
Wait, you want to tell what he's saying?
No, it was body language, Bog. It's just...
Hey, little guy, nod your head if you understand.
He nods his head up and down and then back and forth.
Okay, you don't know what you're talking about.
Bog, like, climbs up out of the little hole back onto the thing.
All right, little guy.
He steps out and, like, closes the door behind him.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go, but you run off to tell your friends. I'll make sure I'll be the one to put you down, okay? You understand?
He's got a very submissive sounding tone.
To reiterate, the plan is to let the goblin go and follow him to his goblin friends, correct?
That's just what Voldreth would say, because he's not a fan of killing if he doesn't have to.
No, but like, then why are you guys saying, like, don't tell your friends where we are? Like, we're We want to find them.
Not if there's like 20.
No, we're just telling them, like, don't run off and then be like, there's bad people here. They're over there. Trying to be like, don't be a little punk ass. But he doesn't understand us anyways.
I mean, we're going to follow him.
Snitches
so it's all
get
good.
Stitches.
Yeah.
That's a universal language.
I'm going to tell Sarah, like, yo, sick him.
Yeah, like, have Sarah follow the goblin to wherever
Wait,
he goes.
What? If you tell Sarah to sick him, she's going to kill him in like one hit. We don't want that.
No, she's not. He's like, just put the fire to his heels. Like, just make him feel.
Like just follow him.
Yeah. Well, remember, we don't want him to run away like out of the camp. We want him to go to his friends. So we don't want him intimidated much more. Like, he's plenty intimidated. He's got a fucking alligator with arms.
Okay.
I look at him and I go, hey, you all find your friends, yeah? Compra? Uh
oh.
All right. Don't act a couillon. Here you go. And he goes and puts him down on the planks. And he goes, oh, go and get. And he like taps him with his foot, like on his butt.
The goblin kind of like stays there for a second and like looks at all of you. Slowly reaches his hand up to his mouth and pulls out the rag, and then he turns and runs and falls off of the scaffolding and falls to the ground.
Oh, wait, where? What direction?
Here.
He just jumps off the scaffolding there. I'm gonna follow him.
All right.
I'm gonna roll an acrobatics to fucking follow him, like land on the ground, do like a fucking Legend of Zelda roll.
All right, go for it. Roll an acrobatics.
Jesus fucking Christ.
10.
Sure, it's 5 feet down. Why not? The goblin runs over to the east and starts to climb the ladder in this direction and goes over here. Okay, is everyone else following?
Yeah, can we follow?
Do you have to jump off the...
I thought the plan was to follow him, guys.
Well, yeah, but I didn't think I'd have to jump off of a building.
It's only 5 feet, that's nothing.
It's 5 feet.
Opal.
Okay, I'm gonna roll an acrobatics. Here I go.
I don't think you need to.
Bog just did.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do I need to roll an acrobatics?
5 feet is just very short. That's like a little hop.
In all honesty, in real life, you can break your leg from a 5 foot jump. Like, it's not hard to do that.
You jump wrong. Foz, what do I need to do? I'm asking Foz.
Roll an acrobatics.
Okay.
Anyone that would like to jump off of this, roll an acrobatics.
Fuck.
What's the total?
Five,
that is DC 5. You don't fall prone. You're totally fine, Opal.
Woo! Okay. Opal jumps down.
I also Opal jumps down and falls, but I rolled a 17.
Yeah, that's great. Just don't roll under a 5.
I got a 10.
That's good. Everybody's good. Coda?
Hell
Sarah?
Yes.
We're just going to go ahead and follow suit.
All right, we follow this little guy.
Okay, the goblin storms through a building. He pushes open the door.
Right behind you.
Bog, as you pull up to the outside of this room that you just burst through, you guys are all running through another living space, another house. As you open the second door through this living space, you see the goblin has pulled the rag out of its mouth and he's yelling at two other goblins. These two other goblins, as you approach, are banging on a set of double doors, wooden double doors.
Uh-oh.
God damn it.
They're screaming and screaming at these double doors. As they turn and see you following them, they all jump off of this platform to the ground and start to run away.
Fuck.
They run into the area where the pond is, and they jump into the pond and start to swim.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
I'll chase him.
Okay.
Actually, I'm gonna run over to where the double doors are. I'm less than worried about these three goblins, but why they banged on these double doors.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go over there.
Gonna
I'm gonna peek my snout into the double doors.
Opal wants to be a safe distance away, but she's very curious about what's behind the door.
I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna be right behind Bog.
Okay. Bog, go ahead and roll a perception.
Oh boy.
26.
You can tell that these wooden double doors are locked from the inside. You listen to the doors and you can hear a little bit of movement inside. Kind of like some scurrying back and forth.
Well, does it sound with the 26? Does it sound like the scurrying of like little goblin feet, or like is it like bigger? Like, what am I getting? What's the vibe I'm getting from like the sound of the movement?
Definitely a smaller type of creature.
I don't know. Somebody got unlocked this shit. I'm gonna go follow the rest of them. Cool, y'all over there.
And he's gonna run back towards the guys that jump into the water.
Okay. The goblins that are swimming in the water are already probably about 60 feet away from you.
That's fine.
Indra is going to. So like the kind of in the hallway that they're in where everyone else is standing, are there any doors blocking between me and them, or can I talk to them?
No, we'll say the door is open into that room. Okay. So you can freely talk to them.
She's gonna look back at them and say, the door is locked. I'm gonna try and go around. And she just kind of whispers it. And she's gonna try and like, she's gonna go like kind of down and around the room to see if there's like a back door to it or something.
Okay.
So, oh my God.
Gonna jump off of the.
Yeah.
Okay. roll another acrobatic. Can you even fail at a five? I don't think so, right?
No, I can't.
Okay, so you jump down.
And I want to go like kind of south, you know, east and then south around the room.
So you can move underneath the building if you would like.
Yes, I would like to.
Okay, Indra, go ahead and roll a perception check as you are searching underneath this building.
I only got a 9.
Okay, you see a ladder underneath this building. I'll reveal it for you here.
Okay.
You find this ladder and you go up to like climb up the ladder or to inspect it. And it just looks like a regular plank of wood that as if like this ladder leads to nowhere. Like maybe they built this with the intention of having a special type of door or something to open here, but there's nothing available to move into the room. Mm-mm.
That's weird.
Yeah, these guys are wild.
It's like the Winchester house.
A ladder to nowhere.
Yeah, in a weird way.
Is there anything past the ladder or is it like up against a wall? Like, can I continue to move past it?
What do you mean?
I want to see if there's a way to like circle like a full perimeter around the building. Is that at all possible or can I only go under?
So the actual wall, the 10-foot wall that encompasses the entire of this village backs up against this part of the village.
Okay.
So you wouldn't be able to move any farther from this point as far as outwards.
And there's just like, it leads to nothing, yeah? Mm-hmm. She's just going to go back to where everyone is.
Can Coda inspect the door? Is there like a lock mechanism on the thing?
Roll a perception check.
It's a 14.
You know it's locked from the inside. Do you have a disabled device or anything like that?
I don't. I just wanted to see if it was like, if there was a key from the outside, like anything.
Yeah, you don't see a keyhole or anything like that.
Does anyone have disabled device?
Sorry, buddy.
I know. Jesus rogue. Christ.
No detect magic. No disabled device.
What are we doing? Okay, you know here's what? Rule number one.
I have it.
Okay, thank God. I was going to say,
I was going to say, Indra must have it.
No, I have it. All right, so Indra's just going to like travel until she can get back up on this platform. I think she's got to go a little long ways.
Yeah, takes you 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Takes you a minute.
And she's going to turn to Coda. Do you think I should try and unlock the door? I'm not sure if I can do it.
Indra, my father always told me that doubt serves no purpose in situations of actually I forgot what my father said about that. Just open the door, dear.
Wise words from Coda.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Go ahead and roll disable device, Indra, if you're down.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna use an inspiration point.
Don't sound so excited.
Well, wait get until it, girl. Wait until rolled. You roll.
Oh, okay. And it sucked.
Yeah.
I did wait, and it sucked. Until you roll. 15 total.
So you inspect this door. There's no visible locking mechanism from the outside, but there's just a big enough crack in the middle of the double doors where you can peer inside just barely. And you can see there's a piece of wood on the inside of the door. And you're like, well, let me just try this. You pull out your short sword, you stick your short sword in, and you lift up this wooden block from the inside, and the door opens.
Oh my God, it wasn't even locked.
No, it had like one of those little wood slat things.
It was just really easy to unlock.
I know, these are fucking goblins, I keep forgetting.
they don't. Suck.
Before opening the door, I'm going to take an extract of shield.
Okay, Bog, what are you doing?
I went off like the other direction to look for those goblins that ran off towards the pond. Like, did I see where they went? Like, are they nearby?
Are they
jump into the water, swim across, and then run away?
Yeah, they're gone. As far as you can tell. Yeah.
Shit. He just like stops and just like sighs and then just like waddles back over, pulls himself back onto the little scaffolding. And just like, what's going on? We get the door open.
Did we yet?
the door is unlocked. I'm about to open it. So get ready.
Sure you don't want me to peek my head in first?
Oh, if you want to.
Okay, he just does it.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
He just does it.
So you come back up and you go up to the top and you peek inside. Roll for initiative.
Oh fuck. Okay.
No, for fuck's sake. This die is killing me.
All right, Coda.
Coda rolled a 19 for a 21.
Oof. Okay, Voldrith.
I rolled a 20 for a 21, so right behind Coda.
Baby.
Hopefully.
Okay.
If not, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Opal.
5.
That's not very good. Indra.
I rolled a 20 for a 23.
23.
Dang, y'all wow. Are doing good. Bog.
Dude, this is crazy.
11.
Loser.
Okay. 11.
Didn't somebody with three last
time? You'd still be fighting the first set of goblins if it wasn't for me.
I'm kidding. Hey, I killed a lot of them too.
I did one, I think.
I don't like that this one goblin looks different. He looks like a boss.
Uh-oh.
A boss. All right.
Boss god.
The walls of the throne room are decorated with numerous poorly preserved horse and dog heads, along with other trophies like broken weapons, brine pickled bodies of brutally slaughtered furry animals, and other bits of grisly ephemera. In front of you, in the back of the room, sits a portly goblin sitting atop a throne made of bones, 5 feet up in the air. He sits there and laughs at all of you as you enter the room. As he takes a large tubular object and lights it against a torch. And it's going to be Indra's turn.
Oh my god.
First.
Can we say this goblin is cast as Jack Black, please?
Sure.
Great.
Jack Black as like Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Okay, Indra is going to see that sort of threat in the back with the lit, what I presume to be a firework. And she is going to just kind of push past Bog a little bit and stand right in front of him. And try and get to this guy, but there's some other goblins in the way, so she's just gonna go ahead and attack.
Yeah, I think there's a goblin right in front of me.
You can see that there are three other goblins surrounding this chieftain, and they are protecting him.
She's gonna go for the one right in front of the goblin king on the throne of bones, so she can create an opening for Bog eventually. She's gonna swipe that one. Not bad. That's a 16.
16 is a hit.
Oh no. Minimum damage. That's 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. You stab into this goblin that's defending his chieftain, and he looks at you with his dog slicer and... Anything else?
No.
Okay, the goblins are going to go. The one in front of Indra, we'll call him Purplay, will attack Indra, the dog slicer. That's a 20 to hit.
One moment.
Because you did cast shield, that is correct.
Yeah, but it still hits.
Okay.
You said it was a 20.
Whoa.
A 20, right?
20 total, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it hits.
That's only 1 point of damage as he stabs into you and he just nicks you. Orange, goblin, will take a attack at Bog.
Yeah. I was like, how do we know his name? I realized orange is a word.
Or purple.
Purple.
That's a 10, so I assume that misses Bog.
That's a miss, dude.
Let's see. Pink will go ahead and try to roll an acrobatics through the square of Indra.
Get behind us? Ooh.
Yes, but that fails with... That's a 5. It's not good.
Indra would have to have a CMD of 0 for that to work.
Not great. So he stays in place. That takes up his action. There's nothing else he can do. And now it is going to be Coda's turn. Coda, you are standing behind Bog next to Indra on the backside of this raised platform outside of the room.
Yes. So Coda will step to his right, right behind Miss Indra, and he will put his fingers in sort of a V over a single finger sort of move, and he will push out and do an acid splash attack at the Orange or Orange Goblin.
Got it. Roll to hit. It's a ranged touch.
It's a natural 18.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a hit.
Nice.
Roll for damage.
All right, so it's a 2.
So you splash this acid on this Orange, and he takes a burn to the face of acid damage.
Coda will then continue to apply menthol oil to the bottom of his nostrils because it smells like shit in this bitch.
It sure does.
And Sarah, I'm not sure if Sarah can get in the fray. Can she?
She cannot unless she wants to roll multiple. Yeah, if she wants to really try and go through a bunch of squares, but it's very, very, very difficult with 4 attacks of opportunity pending.
Yeah, for the listeners, this is a little room. Tiny little room.
Very, very tiny.
There's only two squares to stand in that we can really do right now, and we're myself and Indra are kind of taken up there.
We can't even get through the door at the same time. We're bottlenecked.
I mean, you're good, Voldrith, because you got them reach weapons, but...
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But yeah, so Sarah will just step over and assess the situation, and Coda will tell her, we'll get this. It's just going to take a sec. And yeah, and that'll be the end of the turn.
Alrighty. That is it for Coda. Voldrith, it is your turn next.
All right, not a whole lot I can do.
Oh, yeah, well, with Sarah there.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
That comment I made last turn about how Voldrith could do something, can't anymore because of the fucking weird wolf deer.
Take it away.
Anyway, he's going to peek through the door and be like, oh, shit. There's not really anything I could do here. Guess I'll just cheer them on. You got it. Keep going. Good job. And he's just going to stand guard. He'll ready in action. If something comes through one of these other doors, he'll take a swing.
Okay. Ready that standard action. Okay. This is where things get interesting.
I don't like that.
You see, as this boss is sitting up atop his throne, he's holding this bazooka type tube the wick. You can slowly see it going inside of this tube, and all of a sudden, flame emits from it, and it shoots in Coda's direction and explodes on Coda. I need Sarah, Bog, Indra, and the two goblins to all roll reflex saves.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
As a skyrocket shoots in your direction.
And the first two goblins.
Oh, yeah.
That's so fucked up. These guys are wild.
That's a big fucking blast radius there. This firework has a 10-foot blast radius? Jesus Christ, where do I buy them?
I love this game.
Oh, my God.
14.
That's a fail. Coda.
Oh, no.
Coda got a 3.
That's a fail.
What about auto fails for both Coda and I rolled natural ones for both of them.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Are you fucking serious?
Not good at all. Okay, Indra?
I think I stole some of David's luck because I rolled a natural 20.
Okay, that's really good. That's really good.
Oh, my God.
TPK.
Okay.
TPK.
Here we go. Okay.
That was more than one dice, definitely.
Sounded like at least 3.
It's crazy that we can tell.
Coda, Sarah, Bog, and Orange take 9 points of damage.
Fire damage. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wait, is Orange Goblin still up?
He's not. He's dead.
Okay. I was like, damn, Super Goblin.
And Perplay takes half of that, so that would be 4 points of damage.
Foz, do I take half damage? No damage?
You take half. You take 4 damage.
Okay.
It's all right, guys. I still have 5 hit points.
Oh my god.
I hate to say it, but that is not all. I need everybody to roll a D100.
Everybody?
Everybody. That got hit by the damage. Sorry, not Voldrith and Opal. Everyone that got hit by the damage.
I was like, what do we do?
This encounter is mean.
Voldrith, did you heal at all?
No. Cool. But I only took a couple points of damage.
Okay.
I'm like at... Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Coda, what did you roll on that D100?
Just a flat 70, actually.
Okay. Wow. Sarah?
Well, actually, let me just go ahead and say that it won't matter.
Why?
Because I go unconscious.
Oh.
Sarah goes unconscious?
So, no, Coda goes unconscious, so Sarah, like, wipes out of existence right now.
Oh, fuck.
So everyone just hears like a...
This is bad. This is bad.
And she just dissipates.
Bog, what did you roll?
65.
65, okay. And Indra?
82.
Both Bog, Indra, and Perplay are deafened for one round.
Ah, shit.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Doesn't really affect you too much.
Yeah, it's -2 initiative and spell failures, so we're both golden.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, that was boss man's turn. It's Bog's turn now.
I'm on a 5-foot step, and I'm gonna flurry of blows the boss man with my fist 2 times.
Okay. Go for it.
Get it, buddy.
You guys, as he steps forward, he just goes, what? That is an 18 to hit.
That is a miss.
Oh my god.
You go to punch this goblin, and he kind of tilts on his throne, and the throne tilts backwards and dodges the blow.
18. Oh my god. Fine. Second to hit.
This is not good.
Okay, that is better. That's a 20 total.
That is a hit.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
I was
going to
say, it fucking wasn't. I'm running.
Oh my God. Maximum damage has 10 points of bludgeoning damage. Just like, cock him across the face.
Cock block him across the face. And that is a nice little chunk of change there.
Yeah, I just go, what?
Bringing up the bottom, the new canoes is Opal.
Oh my Lord. Okay.
You don't even know what's going on in this room right now. You're in this completely different building.
Well, there was a large explosion. So it's not good.
No, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know that, but you can't see anything at the moment.
Okay, so Opal is going to kind of like peek around Boulder's shoulder. It doesn't sound so good in there. We should probably try to help. She puts her hand on Voldreth's shoulder, and Voldreth, you might feel a little twinge of something in your mind. You're not sure what it is, but almost like you feel Opal's presence in your mind for just a second. And she says, that should help. Go ahead. And she just implanted a mesmer's trick in you, but you're not sure what it is yet.
Holy shit, this is cool.
Fuck yeah.
And that's it. That's her standard.
As you peek around the corner, Opal, you can see Coda's laying on the ground unconscious. Not moving, at least.
Oh, shit.
Just so you're aware.
I'm trying to think if she would move to him. There's nothing she can do to help him.
Yeah, you rejected a healing potion, so you don't have that.
I sure did. We already gave it to the stupid guy. Oh, God.
And, dude, Sarah's fucking gone. Yep. She just isn't here now.
Sarah's nowhere to be found.
And then after she does that, she's going to, like, peek further into the hall and see Coda and kind of gasp, we have to help him.
All right, Indra, you are deaf as fuck. It is your turn.
Indra's just going to swipe at the little goblin dude, purple goblin. Perplay. Sorry. Perplay. That's so insensitive of me to mispronounce his name like that. I'm gonna attack.
I'm real nervous here, guys. I got three goblins around me. I got 5 hit points. Bog. Only made it 4 episodes.
Does Bog have a good constitution, I hope?
Okay, I rolled an 18.
That's a hit. Roll for damage.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Perplay's not looking not very good. He's not looking well.
7 points of damage.
Yeah, Perplay is unfortunately dead.
Bye.
Yeah.
Nice. See you later, dude. Thank God.
Purple pain.
Cool. You can still move if you'd like.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss this while I was looking some stuff up. He hasn't lit another firework, has he?
He has not. He just released.
It's not an immediate threat? Okay, great.
Correct.
I wouldn't be able to pull out a dagger and throw it, would I? That takes 2 things.
Correct. You could pull it in anticipation to throw it for the next round, but...
Not worth my time. I'll take a step forward.
Because then at least, like, maybe one guy attacks you and we can split the damage up or something, yeah. You know?
Damage economy.
Okay. Indra takes a 5-foot step towards Pank and the boss man. Pank is going to make an attack against Bog because he just attacked the chieftain. It's a natural 2. It's a miss.
Nice.
Sharp.
Yes.
Whew. Next, after the goblin, is going to be Kota. Kota, go ahead and roll a check to stabilize. It's going to be 10 plus negative hit points that you're down. So what is your negative hit points?
Just negative 1.
So it'll be a DC 11. So roll a D20, add your constitution modifier.
It's a 6.
6 total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go down to negative, you lose 1 hit point, you go down to negative 2.
Negative 2.
And you are continuing to bleed out.
Oh no!
My favorite.
Oh my God, guys, this is really bad.
Voldreth, you're up.
Woof. Okay. He is going to, with this weird sort of spell that's been cast on him in mind, just going to try to move forward and get to the action. I can't stand in Coda's space. I got to move. Can I stand between Coda and Indra?
Yeah, and you can also stand here.
Oh, this is a space too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
behind me.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, this is actually, I can hit them both from here, so whatever.
Yeah, get the boss.
Yeah, he's going to
reach around.
He's going to try to hit the boss.
Swipe that glaive above Bog's head.
That did not do it, buddy.
No.
That's a 9. No.
Oh, no.
That's a 12.
Mm. 12 to hit. Shit. Does not hit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a move and a standard. Any Swifties you got at this level?
I used it already.
What Swiftie did you use?
Smite Evil.
This is a different day.
No, it isn't. Is it?
Yeah,
it
you is? Guys rested at the...
We rested at the Wolf's Proud Stump's house.
Dude, totally forgot about that. Fucking sick. Then that's what he's going to do.
I'll let you use that beforehand coming into the room, but I think that would only make it a 14 to hit. Is that correct? If you want to do that.
It would be 15, so yeah, still wouldn't hit.
Yeah. Still doesn't hit, but you have it activated for the boss.
Yeah, does that stick on you when you do Smite Evil to stay around for a while?
Yeah, until the whole combat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's sick.
Yep. So my AC goes up a little, sort of, yeah, my attack, good, but that doesn't really help.
Just do that creature, correct?
Yeah, once they kill me and Indra, you're going to be the last ditch effort, so you're going to need that AC.
No.
Okay, anything else, Voldrith?
No, sir.
The boss man is going to take he's going to lean back in his Weeble Wobble chair, and he'll roll out of the chair and pull a bow from his back, and he's going to take two shots with his bow. One against Bog. That is only a 12 against Bog.
Miss.
Okay. The next against Voldrith.
Ooh.
Natural 20.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Mesmer's trick.
Opal
literally doesn't even have line of sight. She can psychically tell that Voldrith is about to be attacked. So she says, shit. She snaps her fingers, and then there's now a mirror image of Voldrith beside him.
What?
So, and it works like the mirror image spell. So this, I think this creature now has a 50% chance of missing.
Holy crap.
That makes sense. So sick. That's so sick.
I don't know how mirror image works exactly. So
yeah. Might know. Does it say it works as the spell with one mirror image?
Yeah, it says it works as mirror image. Yeah.
I'm going to roll a D100. You decide, Laura, whether you want it to be 51 or higher or below that as far as if I miss or not.
Okay, 51 or higher, it misses.
Okay. Oh my God. 50. Literally 50.
I swear to
God. God damn. Are you kidding me?
I tried, Voldrith. I tried.
That's okay. That was really cool.
That's so good, dude.
And it's a natural 20.
Do you have to roll a confirm?
I do. That is not a confirmed crit. That's 12.
Yeah, it's a miss.
I
mean, it's a hit. It's not a confirmed crit.
That's just regular damage.
Right.
Pedantic.
7 points of piercing damage.
Yeah, that would have been... Okay, if it's a bow, it's likely going to be times two. It's probably going to be... That would have been 21 points of damage, my dude.
Yeah, God. Dude. Permadeath is what we're talking about.
Oh,
God.
Jesus.
So how much do I take?
7.
Guess who's unconscious?
Fuck.
Even if that would have hit me, 21 hit points is exactly enough to kill me right now.
Actually,
okay,
this is
really bad, you guys.
He's not unconscious.
He's
at
zero?
Staggered.
Oh, staggered. He's staggered. Fuck. Okay. So you next turn, you can take either a move or a standard, but not both.
And either one puts me unconscious.
Correct.
Great.
Okay. That's it for boss man.
Yeesh.
Now it's Bog.
Fuck this guy. 5 foot step forward. Two attacks. Flurry of blows. First one's going to be stunning strike.
Yeah.
Okay. Kill this guy, come on.
How many times can you do stunning strike a
day? Once per day. I did it once yesterday.
I thought you did it today.
Nope, well. Did it once yesterday. Okay. That is a natural 12, which is an 18. Fucking goddamn it! This little asshole and his fucking high AC. Fuck.
It's a miss.
Both times?
Well, it's that was the first one.
That's the first attack. Okay.
So he's on a chair that moves?
No, he rolled backwards out of the chair. And
wait, fighting past a chair now?
I mean, the chair is so small that it's like, it's irrelevant to you.
Okay, well, either way, it's a 16 on the die for a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Nice. There we go,
Attaboy.
5 on the d6, 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'll tick that down as 9 points of damage.
God damn it, the stunning strike, though. Gone for the day.
That would have been
great. Fuck.
I mean, the DC for it's really low, but as a goblin, he could have... not past it, but still.
Someone should come.
All right. Anything else, Bog?
No.
Okay. Opal.
I do a swift action to implant a mesmer's trick in Indra.
Nice try. Opal is going to move into this room. She hears all this commotion. I think she probably could hear that trick did not work and Voldrith got hurt. So she's like, shit. And she runs into the room. She sees Coda and she sees him lying on the ground and she says, Coda. And then she reaches onto her belt to grab a potion and then remembers, shit, they're inflict wound potions, not heal wound potions. Desperately, she kind of looks over to the situation and sees what's going on. And she just stares at this big boss goblin. Making it fall under her hypnotic stare.
Ew.
Haha. And she is going to attempt to daze it. So okay. It needs to roll a will save, and it now has a -2 to its will save.
Okay. For goblins, it's not their best. Oh, God. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's a 10.
Fantastic. Nice. Wonderful. Then it is now dazed. It basically loses its next turn.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You just saved my
life. That's a game changer. That's a mother effing game changer.
That's the combat right there. That's the combat
that's
right
it.
There.
That's it.
Fuck. Dude. You can thank me later. Just kidding.
Opal is so clutch.
Yeah. Like, thanks, guys. I try.
This is like support.
Battlefield control.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all she can do. Indra. Sorry, Coda. I would help you if I could.
That's a lot.
You could, because I have a cure light wounds on my body, but this is better. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that next time.
No, yeah, remember, guys, but in order to do that, you'd have to use a move action to draw it from his person and then take a full round action the next turn to administer it to him.
All right, Indra, you are up.
Nice. I'm just going to do a little slash on this little guy next to me, because I don't want to provoke.
The goblin boy.
Kill it!
The pank. Pank.
Pank. 16.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was drinking whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Full damage, 8 points of damage.
That thank God.
Pank is dank and dead.
Pank is dank. Pank the stank.
Pank is dank.
Okay, that we got one dude. One dude on his next thing can probably kill me. It's cool. There's nowhere where he can step where he can continue to fire his bow.
It's correct. Which is great. Okay. The goblins are gone. The regular goblins. And it's Coda's turn. Coda, roll a constitution check.
DC 12.
Yeah. I rolled a natural 17.
You nice.
Now we're talking.
You are no longer bleeding out. You are stuck at -2 hit points.
Nice.
Stabilize.
Wonderful. Fantastic. We can work with that.
All right, Voldrith, you're at 0, so you are staggered. You can take a move or a standard. After that, you will take a point of damage.
Okay, Voldrith reaches to a potion on his belt, and he says, Bog, take this. And he hands the potion to Bog, and he collapses to the ground.
Oh.
Bog just like cranes his head around and looks back and sees Voldrith just like fall to the ground, and the glass just like, clink, clink, clink. And just like...
And the potion shatters to the ground. And
no, they're made of a durable material, man. Come on.
These are Tupperware vials.
That's a beautiful scene, Voldrith. Voldrith falls to the ground, and it's going to be Boss Man.
All right.
Boss Man is going to...
He loses his turn.
He picks up the potion and
drinks
it.
Oh, he loses his turn!
Oh, he does.
Yes!
He's gonna lose his turn.
Yes!
Oh, Opal.
Seriously, dude. Seriously.
Oh, whoa, guess what? Guess who comes after the boss man, guys?
It's Bogman's turn.
It's the lizard.
From boss man to boss man.
You may be the boss man behind the bog man.
Yeah, the goblin.
Valeria blows. There's nothing else I can do to like buff that. It's just I do the same shit. So.
You can take 2 attacks though. Level 1 is crazy.
I know, but I'm gonna do that the whole crazy. Time. All right, first attack. Come on, my cat's eye green.
Punch that goblin dick.
Okay, that's a natural 9, so that doesn't hit for sure.
Come on.
I know I need at least a 14. I don't know if it's the AC's 19 or 20. 20 hits. I know 18 doesn't. I gotta roll at least a 14 on the die. That's an 8 on the die. No, I missed both times. Sorry, guys. Oh, sorry, guys.
No.
That is not good.
Sorry, y'all.
The effete thickens.
Effete?
The what?
Try again. Hey, one more again, bud. Try again. One more again.
That's called an etouffee.
There it is.
Fucking idiot.
Just kidding. No, he would never say that.
Okay. Oh, Opal.
Damn it.
Oh, I forgot that it's already my turn because everyone's else dead.
No one has one.
Is Indra dead or is she?
Oh, she's up.
She's up. Okay, thank God. Okay.
We're doing good.
Hey, lady, why don't you come over here and put a potion in my mouth?
I'm wow. Sorry, what did you just say to me? Opal will, for flavor, she's going to run past Voldrith's body.
What? For flavor, she's going to step over her dead friend's body.
she just mutters, sorry. She steps over Voldrith.
He's dead to me.
And she picks up the potion and uncorks it. I think this was meant for you. And she gives it to Bog. Can she? Is that possible?
Oh my goodness.
You can hold it out and Bog can take it on his turn.
I don't know if I'm going to take it, though, because I got to hit this thing for damage.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Maybe...
I don't know if I would... I don't think I'm going to do that, guys. Just kidding. That's not a good use of my turn.
You could put it in mine, though. I am unconscious.
Well, it's a move action to pick it up, and it's a full round action to administer, so you have to wait till next turn.
So maybe move action this turn to pick it up and then do something else with your standard and then administer it next turn.
Sure.
It honestly probably wouldn't hurt to have another person that can deal damage in case this next round doesn't...
Not a backseat game.
Yeah. No, this is smart. I like the way
I'm not a damage dealer, but I will try to be available.
That's why I was like, it'd be good to have Voldrith in case this next round doesn't go well for us.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and we can pretty much corner this guy if we get Voldrith, if we get Indra to step up and Voldrith to move in, if he can be conscious again, we can corner this dude and he can't do shit.
Totally. Okay, all right, I have an idea. Let me back this up a smidge. So... She still steps over Voldrith. She picks up the vial. That's a move action. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The movement to move. The movement to move and the movement to pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're two separate things. So
yeah.
Maybe don't move.
You can pick it up from where you are, can't you?
She could have, yeah. You could be back where you were.
You were right behind me and I didn't leave my square.
So you don't have to move. You don't have to step over him.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
Let me back this up.
One more again.
So she's going to pick up the potion, not move. She's still behind Voldrith. Let me back this up. She's behind Voldrith. She picks up the potion and she's just going to say to Bog, this was meant for you. Do you want it or should I give it to him?
I got my hands full.
All right. She, since she has the potion in her hand now, she is going to, because she can't administer the potion this turn, she'll do it.
She drinks it herself.
No, because that would hurt her a lot. So she is just going to keep staring at this thing and try to daze it again.
Nice.
It still has a minus two to its will.
Yeah. Natural four!
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes. It loses its next turn.
This
again.
Is a strong boy.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. How many hit dice does it have?
Minutes. Yep. Oof.
How many hit dice does this thing
Josh,
have?
Josh, why did you ruin it?
Because I want the game to be real.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. He can't do this, or she can't do this again within a minute.
Within a minute,
Are you sure?
Really?
You're right. You are right.
After a creature has been dazed by the spell, it is immune to the effects of the spell for a minute.
I still need to know. Yeah. I still need to know in case it was fucked up before. How many hit dice does this goblin have?
I mean, it's too late now, but I guess it's good
I want to know if we like fucked up before, though. Listeners got to know, too. Someone's going to notice.
It's probably got to be less than 4 HD, right? Because there were more than the goblins in here.
It's less than 4.
Okay, cool. Then you're gold. But yeah, it wouldn't work this time because of the spell.
Okay. I'm trying to think logically here, because if I give the healing potion to Voldrith next round, then Voldrith won't be able to attack until the next time. But if I give it to Bog sooner, that keeps Bog up. Bog might be down by next turn.
Bog's not gonna
take it. And
then
it's just me and Indra.
Yeah, but you won't be able to get it to me. There's no way to give it to me.
Okay.
Because I won't take it. Like,
he has to spend a whole
turn. My two attacks is more worth than me staying up for an extra turn.
Yeah.
Because I could kill him, you know?
Okay, here's what's going to happen then. Sorry, I've changed my turn like 5 times. Okay.
No, this is a vital turn. It's very, very important what you do.
Okay, she's going to pick up the potion. They had that conversation. Bog doesn't want it. So she's going to give it to Voldrith next time because that's a full round action. Mm-hmm. So this time, she's going to take out the dagger that's strapped to her thigh just in case. She's getting ready. And that's it. That's all she does.
Ooh.
That's all she's got. She's still staring at this thing, though, so it still has a minus 2 to its will save, in case that's relevant later. And as a note to anyone who attacks it, keep me accountable for this. As long as I'm staring at it, it also has my painful stare, which means if you do damage to it, it gets an extra point of damage on top of it because I'm staring at it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Wait.
So
you were staring at it last turn, right?
You didn't do any damage to it. Oh, no. Did you do damage to it?
Oh, I missed.
You missed.
Yeah. You weren't staring at it when I did my last time I hit it, right?
No.
Just since my last. Yeah. Okay, cool. Good to know. Good to know, though.
For you. Just so you guys are aware of that.
That's crazy. That's insane. I hate it so much.
Opal's the coolest.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
That I promise that's it. that's it. I'm done.
Okay. Indra, your turn.
All right. Indra's going to take a step forward.
5-foot step.
Opal taking a turn in this game is like Orin taking a turn in the main game where he's like, okay, I activate my shield. And I play an arcane point. I do this. I do the two attacks.
It's so ridiculous.
True.
I love it.
Okay, so she takes a step forward, and she's going to hit him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Josh, you said 18 didn't hit?
Yeah, I don't know what the AC is total.
But I would just say the whole thing. You rolled an 18, it missed, correct?
18 did not hit. A 20 did. I don't know if a 19 will hit.
Okay, the max I could do with an inspiration is 18, so I'm not going to bother. So I missed.
Yeah.
Smart.
Got it. Okay.
So you swing with the short sword. You miss this creature as it's coming out of its haze. Okay. That's a 5-foot step and an attack. Coda.
This isn't good, guys.
Coda, you are stable. There's nothing else you can really do.
Yeah.
So we're going to skip
Someone
your turn.
Someone should have woke me up.
Wake me up, Voldrith. You're up now.
Save me.
I can't wake up.
Voldrith, you need to roll a constitution check, DC 11.
Natural 11.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Nice.
All right, Voldrith, you are stable at minus one hit points.
That was for a total of a 12.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, pretty
good. Pretty nice.
Okay.
Hefty con.
This is a big turn.
What's this guy going to do? He's got a bow in his hand.
Boss man's going to make a 5-foot step to his left. Uh-oh. He's going to take two shots with his bow. Bog, go ahead and roll an attack of opportunity.
What a punk ass. What a punk ass here.
He's cornered.
Natural 20!
Oh, yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding
God
you.
Damn it.
Natural 20.
Yes.
Remember, he takes an extra point of damage.
Okay, well, I have to roll to confirm. He's going to hit either way, but I have to roll to confirm.
Boss is so mad right now.
It's only an 18 to confirm. Fuck!
That is
God,
not,
I want that so bad. It's not, a confirm,
but God it's damn it. A definite hit. You have an opportunity here. You have a real opportunity.
It's a total of 8 points of damage.
Did you add your plus one?
9 points of damage total.
Ooh. As this fat goblin, starts to make a step to its left, starts to pull the bow right in the face of Bog. Yes. Bog just takes a big old punch down on the front lobe of this creature and just... slow motion falls to the ground and the arrow looses into the air, into the ceiling, and he's dead.
Yay!
Oh, nice. God. That would have been so much cooler if it was a crit, though, but I'm so happy.
That was sick, dude.
I was on the edge of my fucking seat that whole fight.
You risked it for the bisked it.
And we'll see you in episode 5.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Voldred, I make a good biscuit. You want me to make a biscuit? Next time we get a chance, I make a good one. Got my own flour. It's real tasty. Make
you
a sourdough.
I got my own
starter for my biscuits. It's real tasty.
He's knocked out cold.
You just cook it out for a little while. I gotta make sure you knead that by hand, you know, for like 30 minutes. It's real tasty.
What dropped you, Voldred? Was it an arrow?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, so you're just sitting on the ground with an arrow, like in you, as he's telling you about biscuits.
It's like the third or fourth arrow today. Oh my God. I'm pretty fucking sick of
so
it.
So you're just full of arrows. I'm pretty.
Once we get back, I'll make y'all some good tasty biscuits. All right. Make a homemade gravy too.
Sick of all these fucking arrows on this fucking plane.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you tuning in to The Way of the Rusty Dragon. Josh, do you want to take us out?
Absolutely. As Foss said, thank you all for listening and tuning in. Really very much appreciate it. Also, check us out on all the different social medias, which is TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, at PodCalledQuest. Laura and Steph are constantly put out new fun stuff you guys can follow and hang out. I get a good chuckle out of quite a few of the things that they do, especially over there on TikTok. As always, a big shout out to Sirenscape, Larry Studios, The Game Kitchen, and CD Projekt Red for all the awesome sound effects and music. You can check out all of them and each and every episode show notes and at podcalledquest.com/music. And of course, please go check out blacklivesmatter.com. It is something that is very important to us. Get yourself involved, educate yourself, buy some merch, or just find out a way to get involved if you can. We really appreciate it. And with that, thank you guys so much for listening and to our patrons for donating. If you want to become a patron, go over to patreon.com/podcalledquest and check out some of the cool stuff on there. If you've been listening over the last month, you probably heard some of the cool stuff we provide for patrons over there on the Patreon. So if you want to hear more, it's available to you. patreon.com/podcalledquest. We'd love to see you over on the Discord and hang out with you.
Thank you, everyone, so much. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys, I just have to say, I've drank almost this entire bottle of wine. I don't feel anything.